to dedicate this year
as a schutz for Shlema for Yakira and Muna Basdina Bracha Shabrafua Shlema Besok Shachal Yisrael. Yesterday we started the Sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the Elazar is the Tan of the Mishnah who holds that you need both Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. Aye, but he holds Eide Mesira Karsi. He holds Eide Mesira Karsi, not Eide Chasima Karsi, so he Mestam assumes the cost of La Sefer Krisus is going on the Ksiva. You should need Ksiva Lishma, but why does he say you need Chasima Lishma? It comes to the Gemara and says, Rabbi Elazar admits that even if you don't need the Eide Chasima, but if you have them, they got to be good. Because if they're not good, if they're not Lishma, then it's Mizuyas Mitocho, then it's going to be possible. So it's not necessary. He holds it's not necessary to have Eide Chasima. It's sufficient to have the Eide Mesira, but if you do have the Eide Chasima, then they have to be good. If they'll be Chosim Shalom Lishma, then that will be possible. Now this is a Chiddush, because normally the concept of Mizuyas Mitocho doesn't relate to Chasima Shalom Lishma. It relates to Karov Apostle. It's a concept we find in Gittin. It's a concept we find in Shtari Mammon. Shtari Mammon don't have to be written Lishma. So the Psul de Rabbanon, the Psul of Mezuyav Mitocho, doesn't really apply to Chasim Shol Lishma. But that's an extension. The Gemara is making that maybe Mezuyav Mitocho applies even to Shol Lishma. And that's why Rabbi Elazar will say that the Chasima, if you have the Chasima, Taka has to be Lishma. That's why the Shliach has to say, before the Fanei Nechtam, to say that both the Ksiva was Lishma and the Chasima was Lishma as well. What kind of psul is the psul of Mezuyav Mitocho? Aside from the fact that the Gemara is extending it to Shalom Lishma, what's the level of the psul? So Pasha Pshat, the simple pshat that Rashi and Tosfos both seem to say, at least Rashi and Gittin, is that Mezuyav Mitocho is a psul de Rabban. A psul de Rabban that we're afraid that you'll be somech on the Zeyde Chasima. Tosfos says that we're afraid you'll be somech on the Zeyde Chasima. Liraya, that if you don't have Eide Mesira to prove what happened, so then you'll rely on the Zeyde Chasima. Liraya. Rashi and Daf Yud Amud Beis says, no, we're afraid that you might come to rely on the Eide Chasima to be Eide Mesira. Eide Mesira Karsi. Right? So you might rely on the Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima Psulim. They can't function by themselves. They're not going to be Mashu Beshnai by themselves. No, but you'll have Eide Mesira. But the problem is you'll think that these Eide Chasima can be Eide Mesira, and that's a problem. That's a problem. You'll have a Korah possible being Eide Mesira. Then the Eide Mesira, then possible, you're not going to have Beshnai. So that's how Rashi and Tosfos know that it's a psul d'rabbanan, that we're afraid that you'll be somech on the Eide Chasima for something. Either l'raya, or you'll be somech on them to be Eide Mesir. We pointed out the Raivad had a different pshat in the psul d'rabbanan of Mezuyav Mitocho. The Raivad in his Asodas on the Riv suggests that Mezuyav Mitocho is possible not because we're afraid that you'll rely on the Eide Chasima for something else. You'll rely on them l'raya, or you'll rely on them to be Eide Mesira, to be Mashvishton. No, maybe you'll rely on the Eide Chasima to be Mashvishtara as Eide Chasima, right? That you'll assume, like the Rif, right? If according to the Rif, the Blaza holds Af Eide Mesira Karsim, so even Eide Chasima can work by themselves. So you'll assume, well, if the Eide Chasima are here, so maybe we'll just rely on the Eide Chasima. We won't bother with Eide Mesira. And that's terrible, because the get is possible with the Eide Chasima. We still need Eide Mesira. So it's not that we'll rely on the Eide Chasima to do something else, to be the Eide Mesira, or we'll rely on them l'raya. No, it's that we'll rely on them l'shvui eshtara as Eide Chasima, and that's going to be a problem because they are hostile to be Eide Chasima. That's how the Raivad understood the Psul Rabban. It's still only a chashash that we're afraid of something, we're afraid that you'll rely on these Eidim, but it's a different type of reliance. What's the nafkamina? So we said the Raivid works much better in our sugya because the sugya is extending Mezuyav Mitocho even to Shalom Lishma. Why is it extended to Shalom Lishma? Tosfos kasha. Just because Chasim Shalom Lishma is possible, but what's the problem? You can't rely on these Eidim that signed Shalom Lishma L'raya? Or Farashi, you can't rely on them to be Eidim Asira? The fact that they signed Shalom Lishma has nothing to do with what you're relying on them for. They still are Eidim Ksherim, so you can rely on them l'raya. They still could be Eidim Ksherim as Eidim Mesira, so what exactly is the problem? According to the Rabbi, that's not a kasha, because according to the Rabbi, the problem is that we're afraid that you rely on the Eidim Chasima as Eidim Chasima. And since they're signed Shalom Lishma, if the Chasima has to be Lishma, then the Chasima is a Chasima Psula. They can't serve as Eidim Chasima. So Taka makes sense, just like you can't rely on the Kovim of Psula to be Eidim Chasima, you can't rely on the Chasima Shalom Lishma, the Eidim that are Chasima Shalom Lishma to be the Eidim Chasima. And that's what Mezuyav Mitocho is all about. That's the Psul D'Rabban of Mezuyav Mitocho. What is Tosfos, what are Rashi and Tosfos going to answer? So that's what Tosfos said. Tosfos stood on his head to say that even though the Gemara puts the Mezuyah Mitochov Shalom Lishma together with the Mezuyah Mitochov Karav Pasul, they're not exactly the same. By Karav Pasul, we're afraid that you'll rely on the Edom L'Raya, and Rashi would say we're afraid you'll rely on them for Edom Sira. But the Mezuyah Mitochov, the Psul D'Rabbanon of Mezuyah Mitochov, according to Tosfos, the Psul D'Rabbanon of Mezuyah Mitochov Shalom Lishma is a different type of Psul, a different Chashash. That goes the Chasim Atuksiva, that if we allow you to have Edom Chasum Shalom Lishma, then you'll think that you can have Ksiva Shalom Lishma as well. It's a different Psul. It's also Psul D'Rabbanon, it's also Gzera, but it's a different type of Psul. And this is what we said up front. This is all assuming that Mezuyah Mitochov is a Psul D'Rabbanon. The problem is Rashi and Sanhedrin. Right? Rashi and Sanhedrin seems to say that Mezuyah Mitochov is a Psul D'Raisa, because he says, by the Matanta Dava Chatzim Yala Tregisi, he says it's a Chaspa Ba'alma. Rebbe Elazar will say that even though Eid Masir Karsi, there's a Chaspa Ba'alma, because it's Mezuyah Mitochov. So what kind of a strange notion is that? It sounds like it's a Psul D'Raisa. Steer in Rashi's. Right? Steer in Rashi's. That was the Kasha. That was the Kasha that we asked. But we pointed out that it's not just Rashi and Sanhedrin who holds that Mezuyah Mitochov is a Psul D'Raisa. That's the sheet of the Gon that the Rif quotes. Right? The Gon Sheba Rif, he also says that Mezuyah Mitochov is the Raisa. In fact, the Gon has two chidushim. Right? Two chidushim. First of all, he says Mezuyah Mitochov is a Psul D'Raisa. And he also says that even if you have a get by Eid Echad, you have just one Eid signed in the get, that's also Mezuyah Mitochov and it's Pasul Manatar. And the Rif disagrees with both points of the Gon. He says, we never heard such a thing. I have to write it down, he says, because it's Melech HaShamayim, it's a Shita. I can't deny it. He says, but I think the whole thing is a Pella. The Rif is arguing on both points of the Gon. He holds that Mezuyah Mitochov is not a Psul D'Raisa. Well, why should it be a Psul D'Raisa? What's the Psul D'Raisa? Rebbe Elazar holds the Eid Masir HaKarsi, so who cares? Who cares that you have some kind of a Psul in the Eid HaChasima? Dalei Hachi the Eid HaChasima. Who cares? You don't need Eid HaChasima. The Eid Masir can live by themselves. So that's the first problem with the Gon. But the second problem with the Gon is how can the Gon say that a get be'ed echad is also pasul midin mezuyah mitochov? What's the problem with that? Heichal matzinu a psul mezuyah mitochov that doesn't relate to karov or pasul or shalom lishma? An eid echad is signed in a get, that's going to be mezuyah mitochov? Well, what's the mezuyah mitochov? Okay, the eid can't stand alone, but who cares? Just treat it as though the eid is not here. Why should that be a psul mezuyah mitochov at all? Why should that be a psul of Mezuyah Mitochov? So before we explain the Gon, what's the Rif saying? It sounds like there's a machlokas min akotza lakotza. I think we said this a little bit yesterday, but I just want to clarify a little bit more. It's like a machlokas min akotza lakotza. The Gon says, if you have an eid echad beget, that's pasul min haTorah because of Mezuyah Mitochov. And the Rif says, no, heichal matzinu that eid echad beget is pasul bichlal if you have eid in Mesira. If you have eid in Mesira, forget the eid echad. The get is completely possible. Not only is that not a psul of Mezuyah Mitochov D'Raisa, it's not even a psul of Mezuyah Mitochov D'Rabbanan either. It's a machlokas from one extreme to the other. So why is it not a psul D'Rabbanan of Mezuyah Mitochov? There's something deficient in the Eid HaChasima, so maybe that should be a psul Mezuyah Mitochov D'Rabbanan. What's the D'Rabbanan? Well, we're afraid that you'll rely on the Eid Echad. You'll rely on the Eid Echad L'Raya. He's in the get. So maybe you'll rely on this one aid L'Raya. Or maybe you'll rely on this one aid. You'll think, well, he's in the get. No one said anything. So maybe we'll just have this one aid be an aid Mesira. Maybe there's a psul Mezuyah Mitochov D'Rabbanan over there. Why does the Rif assume, no, get Be'ed Echad is totally fine as long as there's aid Mesira. Well, why isn't there a psul D'Rabbanan Mezuyah Mitochov? So that's what I was suggesting yesterday. That we have already the Kesef. Mishnah says within the Rambam in Paragimel Halacha Ches that the Psul D'Rabbanan of Mezuyah Mitochov is only where there's a concern that people might not know better. They might rely on these Eid HaChasima. But if we know for sure that no one's going to rely on this, it's such an obvious Psul, so then there's no Psul of Mezuyah Mitochov. The example that Kesef Mishnah gives is, let's say the Eidim signed the Shtar, but they're far away from the Sipra Mais in the Shtar. So everyone knows that that's possible. You can't sign, you know, more than two Shittim down. Because you can write anything in the Shtar. Everyone knows that that's possible. So you can't say there's a psul d'rabbanan Mezuyah Mitochov in that case, because the psul is nicker, the psul is obvious. So l'chora, that's what the Rif was assuming. The Gaon says that a get be'ed echad is psul min haTorah because of Mezuyah Mitochov. The Rif says no, it's not even a psul d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's obvious. Everyone knows you need two eidim in a get. So if everyone knows you need two eidim in a get, you're never going to rely on this eid echad bein l'raya bein l'eidim mesira. So that's why the psul Mezuyah Mitochov, the psul D'Rabbanan doesn't apply. It's not a problem at all. Karav apostle, Shal Lishma. That there might be something to talk about. But if there's one aid signed in the get, everyone knows that that's possible. There's nothing to discuss. Okay. But the Gaon holds that Mezuzah Yitoch is a psul daraisa, right? But if you have an aid echad beget, or if you have karv apostle in the signed in the get, or if you had shal lishma, that's a psul daraisa. So the Rif asks, what psul daraisa? How can there be a psul daraisa? Rabbi Elazar holds that the Mesir Kasi, you don't need aid echasim and bechlas, so why should there be a psul daraisa? So you mentioned Rabbi Nochum wanted to say alumdus in the Gaon. Rav Nochum wanted to say that the Gaon learns Rav Elazar as saying that it's true that you don't need Eide Chasim if you have Eide Mesir. But Eide Mesir Karsi can only work if you don't already have a Psul in the Shtar. If the Shtar has a Torah Shtar Psul, so then the Eidim Messiah are not going to resurrect the Shtar. The Shtar is Makulkal, it's gone. And that's the problem over here. The Gaon assumes that if you have some kind of a psul in the Eidim Hasima, yes, it's true. Af Eidim Messiah Kaisim means either or. So you don't need the Eidim Messiah. You don't need the Eidim Hasima. You don't have to rely on the Eidim Hasima. But if the Eidim Hasima psulim, then that's a problem. Because now the Shtar is Makulkal. There's a Pagam in the Shtar. Now it's a Shtar Puzzle. It's a Shtar Puzzle. Once the Shtar Puzzle, the Eidim Messiah are not going to work like Shvuyah Shtar. That's the chiddush of the Gaon. And that's why he says a get be'ed echad is also a problem. Because he holds that eid echad b'shtar choshiv shtar. Eid echad b'shtar does create a shem shtar. In dine mamans, it creates a shem shtar. The eidus is kosher, it'll be mechayv shvua. Right? It can be mitzvah with another eid echad b'shtar to be motzi maman. Right? There is validity to that eid echad b'shtar, but in a get, it's not going to work b'chlam. You need two Eidim in a get. So because it's not going to work b'chlau, right? So it is an Eidach b'shtar. It's called a shtar. It has a shem shtar, but in get it's a shtar posel. In get it's a shtar posel. So because in get it's a shtar posel, the Eidim Mesira are not going to be able to resurrect it. That's why it's a Mezuyah Mitocho. It's a psul daraisa, b'fil Gaon. Okay, this is the beer that we gave yesterday. We suggested the Rif argues with the Gaon because he holds, Rabbi Elazar assumes, that af Eide Mesira Karsi, either Eide Chasima can work or Eide Mesira works. Rabbi Elazar holds that even if you have Eide Chasima Psulim, so what? Just ignore that. That's the Machlokas. Can the Eide Mesira resurrect a Shtar Pasul and turn it into a Shtar Kosher? The Gaon says no, and the Rif says yes. So even though you have Eide Chasima, that Apostle, it's not a problem. As long as you have the Eide Mesira, they'll be able to resurrect it, they'll be able to Mimakshir the Shtar. This is a summary with a little bit of elaboration of what we did yesterday. Okay? But that prepares us now to march along for today. Yes, question before we move on.
Just on Rav Nachum, based off what we've explained about how the Eid Chasima will be working, if you say Avei Chasima Parsi, they're only working by saying the pshat that we say that the stomach called the Hefshir Nasa, that means that they're saying that the stomach of the Eid Chasima will be good. So if we had the Eid Chasima on
that. Just one second, what did you say? That the Eidim Chasim are working because in the stomach of the Ashenasa, that the Eidim Mesira are good. What do you mean? You're saying the Ram within the Rif?
Right. If we have Eidim Mesira actually on the get, then the Eidim Mesira have to know how many on the Garsha. So that means that why don't we just believe that the Eidim Mesira over the Eidim Chasim? We have like a
No, but if you have Eidim Chasim in the get, Rav Elazar holds that Eidim Chasim can also be Karsi by themselves. So if they can be Karsi by themselves, but they're Pasul, so they've destroyed the Shtar. So once you've destroyed the shtar, you can't be mashu the shtar again. Period. Shtar is a shtar puzzle. So even if you'll have actual Eidim Mesira, nothing fancy, no pop-out theories, and no, even if you have actual Eidim, it doesn't matter, because once the shtar is puzzle, so then you can't resurrect the shtar. So l'chora, you'd imagine, if the Gaon holds that Mezuzah Mitocho is a psul daraisa, we just gave a beer, Rav Nachum's beer in the Gaon. From Stoma, that's what Rashi would hold, Rashi and Sanhedrin, right? You think, oh, that's the answer for Rashi. We started by asking, how can Rashi hold Mezuzah Mitocho as a psul daraisa? How can Rashi and Sanhedrin hold Mezuzah Mitocho as a psul daraisa? Hechem Matzina? No one else would say it's a psul daraisa. And why should it be a psul daraisa? Rav Elazar holds that Eidim Mesira can work by themselves. So if you have Eidim Chasima Psul, who cares? Dal mehochi. Cut off the Eidim Chasima. Just use Eidim Mesira. Everything is fine. So the answer might be that Rashi holds like the Gaon, the Nachum's Gaon. Even if you don't need the Eidah Chasima, but if you do them badly, Right? If you have Eidah Chasim of Psulim, that's going to be a problem, because once you have a Torah Shtar Posel, then the Eidah Mesira can't be Machshe that Shtar. That's what you would imagine that you would say B'das Rashi. There's a problem with that. The problem with that Pshat B'das Rashi L'chol is that Rashi does not subscribe to the Rif. Right? What does he? First glance, Rashi does not subscribe to the Rif. What does Rashi hold? Rashi seems to say Reb Elazar holds Dafka Eidah Mesira Kanasim. He holds Eidah Chasim is nothing. It's useless. Right? Even if you have Eidah Chasima on the Shtar, it's like they're not there. It's like a Shtar without Eidah Chasima. We ignore the Eidah Chasima because Eidah Chasima is not Karsit. That's nothing, no validity at all. Why do I assume that that's Rashi? Where do I see that in Rashi? That's Rashi and not Chofim and Beis. You find different places in throughout Gittin, but they ask different kashas, mishnayas, whatever, and sometimes they'll say, oh, it's like Rebbe Elazar, but Eidah Mesira. So the Chacham Beis is one example. They have a Shaila, Rami Bachama. They mention Rabbi Elazar Shita. And Rashi says like this: Rabbi Elazar he the Amar Yefshel Leget below Eidah Mesira. Rashi says Rabbi Elazar holds you can't have a get without Eidah Mesira. Can't have a get without Eidah Mesira. You hold after Eidah Mesira Karasim. That's not true. Rashi seems to be assuming that Yefshel Leget below Eidah Mesira. So in that case, in the Gemara, we're going to assume that there are Eidah Mesira. The Ksav Shiach Lizdayev is not a problem, because there are Eidah Mesira. They'll know what was written on the Shtar. But Rashi, interpreting Rabbi Elazar Shita, he says, Rabbi Elazar holds Yefshi Leget below Eidah Mesira. According to the Rif, you can't say such a thing. According to the Rif, Rabbi Elazar holds Eidah Mesira can be Karsi, but you can have a get without Eidah Mesira. You'll have a get with Eidah Chasim. So if you assume, like Rashi and Gittin on Daf Chaf and Mebei, so then the Pshat, Rabbi Nachum's Pshat and the Gon is not going to help Rashi and Sanhedrin. If you assume Rabbi Elazar holds a Dafka Eidah Mesira Karsi, like Tosfis, so then Washi Mezir Mitoch will be a Psul Daraisa. It turns out that when the Eidah Chasima signed the Psul, it didn't create a Torah Shtar Pasul. Eidah Chasima and a Shtar are nothing. Rabbi Elazar holds it, we just ignore the Eidah Chasima. So why should Mezir Vidocha be a Psul Daraisa? The Psul Daraisa, Mezir Vidocha is assuming like the Rif, but if Rashi argues with the Rif, so why should Mezir Vidocha be a Psul Daraisa? What's the answer? What's the answer? There's only half the story with Rashi. Does Rashi really hold that Rabbi Elazar denies that Eide Chasima can be Karsi Lashvi Yashtar? It sounds like that. He says you can't have a get without Eide Mesira, right? Right? Can't have a get without Eidah Mesira. Eidah Mesira Lashvi Yashtar? Think about what Rashi is saying. Right? You see, everything builds. Rashi and Daf Chav Beis and Beis, our favorite Rashi. We'll keep on coming back to that Rashi. Rashi and Daf Chav Beis and Beis says what? Rabbi Elazar he. The Omar Chasimas Haged Eina Min HaTorah. Below Sagi LeMesir below Eidah Mesira. The Inu Hu the Avdi Krisis. What did Rashi say? Rabbi Elazar holds Eidah Mesira Karsi. You dafka need Eidah Mesira. There's no such thing as a get without Eidah Mesira. Why? Lashvi Yashtara? No, Lekiyum Adavar. Rabbi Elazar might hold that the Eidah Chasima can work Lashvi Yashtara. Yeah, Rashi can fathom that. Right? Rashi can subscribe to such a shita. Rabbi Elazar can hold that you can have a shtar with only Eidah Chasima, Lashvi Yashtar. Nafkamina for Shtari Momin. Right? If you don't need Kiyum Adavar, Rabbi Elazar might say that Eidah Chasima is enough, Lefi Rashi. Right? Eidah Chasima can work Lashvi Yashtar. But get? Rabbi Elazar will say, by get, you definitely need Eidah Mesira. Dafke Eidah Mesira Karsi. Why? Lekiyum Adavar. Aside from the Eidah Chasima that you'll have Lashvi Yashtar, Rabbi Elazar will say, Lefi Rashi, that you need the Eidah Mesira, Lekiyum Adavar. If you're missing Eidah Mesira, you have a Torah Shtar. Rabbi Elazar will admit you have a Torah Shtar with the Eidah Chasima. But you don't have a get that's going to work. The get can't too off what it has to, it can't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish because you're missing Eidah Lekiyum Adavar. I still need Eidah Mesira as Lekiyum Adavar. Oh, so if you put the two Rashis together, so then Apshat, the Nachum's Pshat within the Goan can still work for Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi holds what? Rabbi Elazar admits that Eidah Chasima can work Lashvi Yashtar. He just holds Lein Yiget. It's not going to be enough. Lein Yiget, you still need Eidah Mesira Lekiyum Adavar. But because Eidah Chasima can work Lashvi Yashtar, So if you have Eidei Chasima that are possible, so that's going to pass all the shtar. Right? That's going to pass all the shtar in that Torah. Because Eidei Chasima is a shtar possible. Right? So even if you'll say Rabbi Elazar will hold that Eidei Mesir could also work Lashir Yishtar. Right? Eidei Mesir could work Lashir Yishtar. I need them Lekiyim Adav, even if I have Eidei Chasima. But if I only have Eidei Mesira, Rabbi Elazar will say that's also good. Right? But here it's not going to help you. Because once you have the Eidei Chasima, which could work Lashir Yishtar or Lefi Rashi, so you have yourself a Shtar Apostle. So even if you'll add the Eidei Mesira, not just Lekiyim Adav, but you'll want them to be Mashvi Shtar, they won't work Lashir Yishtar. Because they can't work Lashri Yashtara on a Shtar Pasul. Okay, so that could be Pshat in Rashi and Sanhedrin. He's working with the Gaon, you just have to know all the Rashis and Gittin to figure out that he holds Rabbi Elazar, assumes Yitaka do need Eidei Mesira for Gittin, but not Lashri Yashtara. Eidei Chasima can work Lashri Yashtara. Nafkamina for Shtari Maman. You just need Eidei Mesira for Kiyam Adavan. So if you have a get that's possible, if you have a shtar matana that's possible with the Eidei Chasima, so then the Eidei Mesira are not going to resurrect it, they're not going to be able to be mastered. So that's why Mizrach Mikdav is going to be absolved in rice according to Rashi. Okay, so that explains Rashi and Sanhedrin. We're not finished with Rashi. We still have to explain why it's not a steer in Rashi, because Rashi and Gittin on Daf Yud says Mizrach Mikdav is only absolved in Rabbanu. But we have a working pshat within Rashi and Sanhedrin. Funny.
About
the Gaon, why do we say that's different between a regular star and a star getting? Why we need two and a star getting? And why Eidachad?
That's
Chashev Eidachad
is
Chashev
Star.
So you're saying if Eidachad is Chashev Star and Dira Mamad, then it could even starve together with another Eidachad Star. Right, so I think the answer is, it's a little complicated, but I think the answer is the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Flamid says that If two Eid Echads testify in Mammon, so there's a Machlokas Tanoim whether one can come today and the other one can come tomorrow. Do they have to be Mitzurah? Do they have to testify with Nitoch Kedei Dibur, or do they not? So the point of the day that holds that they don't, and that's the way we paskin, so there is a validity to the Eid Echad even if he's not Mitzurah with the other one. Since he could be Mechayev Shvuah, and as some of the Achronim explain, based on the Lashon of the Gemara, that an Eid Echad when it's Mechayev Shvuah, that's like a Tchilas Eidos Leinin Mammon. It's not like the Chi of Shvu and Dine Mammon is one Chi, and the Chi of Mammon is a different Chi, it's a different Eidos. No, the Eidos to be Mechayev Shvu is the Tchilas HaEidos for Mammon. So it's like the Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvu is really Mechayev Mammon. He's trying to be Mechayev Mammon, but since he can't do the full job, he's only going to be Mechayev Shvu. But because of that, he can be Mitzdarev with another Eid Echad to be Mechayev Mammon, because his Eidos was Taka on Mammon. Eid Echad Beget is Gurnish. He's not doing anything. He's not Mechayev Shvuah. There's nothing. It's a zero. So you can't be Mitzarif to someone else because he's not testifying about anything. His whole Eidos is null and void. So because his Eidos is null and void, then it's not a Shtar Pasul. It's not, there's no Havamina to be Mitzarif to someone else. Right? Because it's got to be together. The two Eidim have to be together in order to accomplish anything when it comes to Get. So we still have a Steer in Rashi. Right, Rashi and Sanhedrin says his name is Absol Deraisa, and yet on the Yud Amid Beis, he seems to say that it's Absol Derabanan. So that's a problem, right? Why should it be Absol Derabanan? If Rashi says whenever the Eidei Chasima signed the Psul, so I have a Shtar Pasul, so now Eidei Mesira can never resurrect that Shtar. So why should I say that it's only Absol Derabanan that we're afraid you'll be somech on them to become Eidei Mesira? Why shouldn't we say that there's a Torah Shtar Pasul, the Eidei Mesira can't be Machshavit, so it's Pasul in a Torah? The Chasam Sofer on Daf Yud Aleph wants to suggest that maybe there's a very big difference between the cases. The case in Sanhedrin is where you have whom signing on as Eidei Chasima. What kind of absul do you have over there? What kind of absul do you have? Do you remember? Ha'um atanta davu chasimi alo trei gisi. What's the psul?
Krovin.
Krovin. Krovin. That's one type of psul. What's the psul on Daf Yud Amid Beis and Gittin?
Goyim.
Nachim. Goyim. Talk to Chasam Sofer. Rashi assumes that Chasimas Nachim lav Chasim Hikla. You see, we'll see Mitzashem in the future, in coming Shiurim, we're gonna see a Vart, the Yisod of the Ravid, very famous Ravid, one of the top ten. Right? The Rosh, at the end of the first parak in Makkos, quotes the Ravid, who says that there are some There are some people, I don't want to spill the beans now, I want to keep it exciting. There are some people who not only are possible to be an aid, but they don't even have a shame aid. They don't have a shame aid at all. If they sign on the shtar, it's like they don't exist. It's like they don't exist. Right? You know, this is a new understanding of the cancel culture. I'm not into cancel culture. Right? But like sometimes you just cancel it. It's not possible. It's like it just doesn't exist. We don't do that to people. We do that to aid, but we don't do that to people. So, Zokta Chasim Sofer, Chasim Asnochim, a Nochri doesn't have a shame aid. He's not an aid puzzle. He's not an aid bechlal. He's not, it's like he's not there. He's not there. The Nochri, you have to be marshit. Look, you have to treat a Nochri with derech eretz. Right? A Nochri's a human being. But vis-a-vis aidus, he's like a zero. He's like he's not there at all. It's not just the Chasim Sofer. The Emes is, it's really licked in the Rashba. Not the part of the Rashba that I gave you for today. But the Rashba does have this Lashon. It's a long, tough Rashba. It's a good Rashba. This is a Rashba managed to sink your teeth into. But you can't sink your teeth into everything, you know, because then you can get indigestion sometimes. Not from a Rashba, but I'm saying, you know, okay, whatever. It's just a Mashal. The Lashon of the Rashba, in the second paragraph, the Divrei, Rashba has a line where he says, Yeshlama de chasimas nochri eina chasima klal ukeman de malye bidyuta domi hilkach lo mifso de chasimas. The Rashba has this lashon that chasimas nochri is a gornish. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's a zero. It's not a chasima psula. It's lav chasima klal. It's a zero. So you'd say zero? That's even worse. No, it's better. In this case, it's better. Rashi holds that if you have Tregisi, Chasimi, on a shtar, if you have Edim, Sulim signed on, so that creates a shtar apostle. The Belaza holds that once you have a shtar apostle, then the Edim and Sira are not going to be able to resurrect the shtar. They can't be Machshir a shtar that's apostle already. Oh, but in the case on Daf Yudam Ebez, we're talking about that Nochim are signed on to the shtar. Nochim are not apostle, they're worse than apostle. But here being worse is better. They're worse than apostle, they don't even have a shame aid. The Trey Gisei have a shame aid. They'd be kosher to be made in a different place. Right? If you have one of the brothers-in-law being made somewhere else, he's an aid kosher. He has a shame aid. It's just in this context he's an aid puzzle. Nochrim don't have a, can't testify anyway. They don't have a shame aid bechlau. They don't have a shame aid bechlau. Some of the Achronim say that it could be that an Isha also doesn't have a shame aid. Because she can never testify anywhere. An Isha. Chashivas, she's not a nothing. Right? There's no cancel culture for women. Can't cancel her. But vis-a-vis Eidus, she just doesn't have the status of an Eid. It's Xeris HaKosov, that the woman doesn't have the status of an Eid. So for this, Isha and Nachim are similar. Right? Neither of them have the status of an Eid. An Eid Pasul? A Gaslan? He could do tshuva, and then he'll be kosher. He's not intrinsically Pasul. A Karov could be kosher to be made in a different context. So if the aid is an aid puzzle, he does have a shame aid, so then he can make the shtar into a shtar puzzle. So there Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar will hold mizuv mitochos of psulda raisa. Because once the shtar is a shtar puzzle, then you can't be machshirit ba'ed mesira. But Zavta Chasim Sofer, Rashi on Daf Yudam Abayz here in Gittin, is talking about Chasimas Nochrim doesn't have a shame aid. He doesn't have a shame aid, then it's not gonna create a shtar puzzle. The shtar isn't kosher, but it's not posel either. Right? The shtar is not kosher. It's chosher behechsher, but it's not posel. Why is it not posel? Well, it doesn't have Edom Sulim signed in. The guy is not an eid posel. The guy is not an eid bechlal. So it's as if it's just like a tiyuta ba'alma, he says. A tiyuta is like a little piece of paper. You know, you have a piece of paper on your memo pad or something, right? Right? It's just a blank piece of paper. It's meaningless. So because it's meaningless, it's not going to posel the shtar. There's no chalosh shem shtar posel. There's no chalosh shem shtar posel. Then the Eid and Mesira really could be machshir such a shtar. So comes Rashi and says, no, but there's noch a psul. There's a psul, the Rabban of Mezun Vitocho, that we're afraid that you might come to rely on the nochim to be Eid and Mesira. Right? You might come to rely on the nochim to be Eid and Mesira. That's why, the Rabbanon, the shtar is still going to be posel. Okay, this could reconcile the Shita of Rashi. Rashi holds it's tzvei dinim. There's a psul d'oraisa of Mezun Vitocho, and there's a psul d'rabbanan of Mezun Vitocho, depending on how bad the chasimos are. Zach.
Then what's the Gemara's answer that these that are shameless and falcon? Like, what would be the problem if they can't be aged? And then why would we ever have a chashash that they would?
No, so if the shemos muvhakim, so then they won't be a psul because we're not afraid that they're going to testify as edim asir. But if they're not shemos muvhakim, then the psul rabbanan does apply. That's exactly what the Gemara says.
But if they can't be edim, then what's the post? Like what are we supposed to
hear? No, the psul rabbanan is we're afraid people won't know. It's not shemos muvhakim. They won't realize that they're goyim. They're not shemos muvhakim. That means it's not Christopher, right? What's his name? His name John, right? So, right? Is John or is it Jonathan? Right, John or Jonathan. Sometimes people go by the name John, J-O-N. Right? Is it... Whatever. Enough said. Right? There are plenty of Yidden that are given names that, you know, non-Jews can also have. It's not Christopher. It's not, I don't know, Thomas or something, you know. There are some names that, you know... Someone just told me yesterday, there's a man, he Tamar. And he went, in some community, he went by the name Tommy. I said, really, Tommy? He said, okay, Tommy, maybe. Tommy sounds like a Thomas. I don't know, whatever. I think he's just trying to be cute. Okay, question, yes.
So if there's a Nachum signed on the get, or their names are there, so is it really considered a shtar at all?
It only becomes a shtar if you have Eidim Nasir. Rabbi Elazar will say, if you have Eidim Nasir, then it is called a shtar. But until then, it's a zero. Right. So that's one. The zero doesn't apply. Yeah.
If we use the lashon of that it's zero, point to Rabbi Elazar, there's no Eidim Nasir at all, then the shtar would be kasher gam.
According to Rabbi Elazar, if there's no Eidim Nasir, the shtar is kasher, only if you have Eidim Nasir.
Right.
Okay, so it's right. No, but there's a mezuyah mitocha. There's a psul drabbana mezuyah mitocha.
But if there's zero, then
there's zero, but we're still afraid that you'll rely on the zero for edim mesira. Edim mesira that a zero is a big problem. Then your mamish don't have a shtar. There's zero for edim chasima. There's zero for edim mesira. But if you take the zero for edim chasima and make them edim mesira, you're up a creek without a path, and that's a problem. Always take your path. Yes.
Yeah, how can we say Nushim are considered zero if we all use them as Edis for certain situations like Anachanim, Abbasura, and something
that? That's a good Ha'ara. But the answer is Nushim are only kosher for Edis the Rabbonim, like the Chachamim Amach Shalem. But on the level of the Raisa, they might not have a Shema Eid at all. Okay, so it's like a different level, Josh, like a totally different context. Yes, Moshe.
By going, there's a concern that we may come to rely on them for the Edis, the Sirus, that's why it's.
If they're not shameless, we'll talk.
If we use Nashim, would people come to assume that we can rely on them?
Okay, if Nashim are signed as Eidei Chasim, everyone knows that Nashim can't be used as Eidei Mesir. Hey, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Why are they signed as Eidei Chasim? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Stam?
Same reason I go in with you, sir.
No, a shtar barakos. We're talking about a shtar barakos shel ovdei kochavim. Doing it in the arkos, so the goyim, the clerks there, the people who normally sign the shtar, they sign the shtar in mamlin, so they might sign the get too. So you're saying the women there, I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying, right? Right. Women, it's like a shameless mufakim. It's like shameless mufakim. If everyone knows that they're non-Jews, we don't think that people are under the impression that they're going to consign. So if the shemus mevachim is no problem, so the charan isha, people know. So there shouldn't be a din of mezuyah bitocha by an isha. I hear. Maybe consign there isn't. I don't know. Ari?
What does shin eid mean? Is it like edus across the board, or is it specifically aiding sira?
No, I think aids across the board. They don't have a shame aid. They don't have a shame aid. It's not just that they're an aid apostle. It's that they're outside the realm of edus. They're never shy. They're not shyach to edus. So that's a zero. It's not viewed as a negative. It's viewed as a zero. It's different.
But they are shyach to chasima.
They are? Nochem?
Yeah, because she was mubachim at the time.
Not because they're kosher. Right? They're not kosher in a get, even if they're shemus mubachim. Right? We still need eidim nesira, the Gemara says. They're not going to be kosher for the get. But the psul drabban of mezuzah v'dol doesn't apply because we're not afraid that you'll use them for edim mesir because you know but couldn't well that they're possible. Okay? Yeah.
Rashi says in Nafiyot Arimbe is that Abel in Yishalav in the Musulin, and it's possible to grab on Rashi, by the in this case, he was washing up the third in the Musulin.
Right, but the Chasam Sofer says he means Yishalav Eidim Sulin Nachim. He means Dafka Nachim. You're saying, but the Lashon of Rashi is Eidim Sulin. First of all, Nachim an Apostle. There's no shame aid. Right? Okay. It's an Achreinish Lashon. You know, Reb Nachum would say such a lush. Rashi's not going to say, ain't no shame either. That's the Chasam Sofer, right? The Chasam Sofer.
I mean, it seems like Rashi's not just talking about this case. He's saying that if you have Edom Sulim, then it's possibly
their own. Right, but Rashi learned Sanhedrin, and he knew Rashi in Sanhedrin. Right? He wrote Rashi in Sanhedrin. Right? Hmm. I hear you, Natana. There's the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. יש לחלי בין חסימס קרוב לחסימס גויים, ומשמלכי פירש רשי לחסימס טרגיסי משהו לשטר חספ. מה שאין כן הוכה בחסימס גויים בשטר מתון. הבסבירו לדמהני ידם הסביר, ולא הבא חספ על ידי גויים, דהבו בטיוטה, כטיוטה באלמה. רק למחש משם למסמך עליי ולממסה בפיים. חסם סוף is learning that Rashi is talking specifically about nothing. I hear the kashif, but... I'm more concerned to answer the steer in Rashi. I mean, if you're not going to accept this, I'm not really sure what the answer could be. But I think it's... he's saying Edom Sulim, but his example is Edom Sulim in context. He's talking about a Nachi, so Nachi doesn't have a Shem Eid. Tuvian.
Can you explain again how
we
explained the Rashi Sanhedrin before we got to...
Explain Rashi and Sanhedrin like the Gong. Rashi and Sanhedrin assumes that if you have Edom Sulim signed onto the Shtar, Rabbi Elazar holds that Eide Chasima can be Mashvi Shtar, they can make the Shtar. So if they can make the Shtar, it turns out that they made the Shtar into a Shtar Pasul. So once you have a Shtar Pasul, the Eide Masira are not going to be able to be Mashvi that Shtar. But by Nochrim, since Nochrim are not Eidim Sulim, they don't even have a Shem Eid at all, they don't make the Shtar into a Shtar Pasul. They didn't do anything. They signed on, but they Mamish did nothing. It's garnished. The holding is garnished. So they didn't make the Shtar into a Shtar Pasul. So now if you have Eidim Masira, Minat Torah, the Shtar would be fine. Yeah, but the problem is, it's a psul de rabbanan because we're afraid that you might rely on the nachrim to be the Eidim Asira. If there are no shameless mevakim, so you might rely on these nachrim. You'll think that they're Jews. You might rely on them to be Eidim Asira. So that's why with the rabbanan, Chazal pasul such a shtar. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. So this is in terms of Rashi. Okay, so we have a working mahalach. Okay, we have most Rishonim assume Mizuyim Mitzvah is a psul de rabbanan. Rashi is the exception, right? Rashi and the Gaon, really the only Rishonim that seem to, at first glance, seem to learn that Mezuyah V'Dov is a psul d'oraisa. But the conventional wisdom is that it's a psul d'rabbanan. Okay. Let's go back to Tosfos. Okay? Let's go back to Tosfos. Let's review the Kasha of Tosfos, and I want to look at a Rashba with you now. In light of everything we've said, I want to look at the Rashba. I want to see how the Rashba is going to answer Tosfos' question. The Rashba is going to be touching on all the points that we mentioned. Mezuyah V'Dov HaDaraisa, the Rabbanan, and just a lot of different things. But I want to look at the Rashba from the context of Tosfos. What was Tosfos' question? Everything builds, right? We create a structure, we create a framework, and everything builds on top of that framework. The Tosfos' question was, I understand there's a psul de rabbanan of mezuyah v'tocho by karav apostle. But why by chasima shelo lishma? After all, what could be the issue of chasima shelo lishma? What are we afraid of? That you'll rely on them l'raya? You can't rely on them l'raya. Okay, they sign shelo lishma, but the edus is an edus k'sheira. The edus is an edus k'sheira. Right? So what's the problem? What's the problem? That's what Tosfos says. What's the problem? Mezuyah V'Dov HaDaraisa by chasima shelo lishma. And Tosfos gives their answer that it's really a different type of problem. It's a gzeira of chasima tuksiva. It's not really the regular mezuyah mitocho that we're afraid that you'll rely on them l'raya. It's really a different type of gzeira. It's interesting, just parenthetically, the Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Reish Chav Ches, says that this kasha of Tosfos is actually a very important kasha to think about. The Emma says we all should have thought about this kasha when we first read the Gemara. Right? We read the Gemara. We read the Gemara. The Gemara is really two deis as to who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Kasha, the Gemara is, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that you need chasim lishma and ksiv lishma? The first, the Gemara says what? Rabbi Elazahi. Rabbi Elazah holds that even if Eidim Masir Kaisi, but if you have Eidim Chasim, then Apostle, so there'll be a psul of Mizuyah Mitochum. So you need chasim lishma. That was the first answer. Ravashi said no. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you really need both. Just like he holds that ksiv and chasim are ikar from a chubar, that at should take ksivasa v'chasimasa v'talosh. So he obviously holds the kosav lo is going both on ksiv and chasima. So in terms of lishma, he'd assume that both the ksiv and the chasima have to be lishma. So Ravashi's answer. Why didn't the Gemara just jump to that? So the Gemara says, no, halacha k'Rabbi Elazar begitin, so we want to establish it like Rabbi Elazar instead of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's such a compelling motivation. So what's the kasha? Ravashi didn't think that that was so compelling. He said, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he just say it's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar holds Yini Chasim Lishma because if not, it's Mizuyah Mitochem. Ravashi knew the psul of Mizuyah Mitochem. So what does he need Rabbi Yehuda for? Okay, it's cleaner, right? He holds both the Ksiv and the Chasim. But I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar also requires the Chasim Lishma for a different reason. So it's a little bit more lumpish. But so what? Ravashi apparently didn't want to say that it goes like Rabbi Elazar. Why not? So Zakir Chumas Hadeshin, maybe because he was bothered with Tosis Kasha. That how can you apply Mizuyah Mitochah to Shalom Lishma? He was bothered with a Lomdish Kasha. It wasn't Stam. No, he wants it to be clean. Rabbi Yehuda is like a purist. He needs both the Ksiv and the Chasima for the Chubas, so he needs the Lishma. No. He didn't know whether Mizuyah Mitochah should apply to Chasima Shalom Lishma. He wasn't so convinced. He was bothered with his Kasha. That how can you say Mizuyah Mitochah applies to Chasima Shalom Lishma? It's going to be a totally different Xerah. That's not the Gzera Drabban. Who says we should be Gozer Chasima Otu Ksiva? Maybe we're not. Maybe the Psul of Mizuyah Mitochah is because we're afraid we'll be Somech on them. But why should I apply the Psul of Mizuyah Mitochah to Shalom Lishma? So that's why he introduced that. No, maybe the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, like a different Shita. So this Kasha Tos is very fundamental. It could be that the whole Machlokas HaMoraim in the Gemara as to who the Tana of the Mishnah is revolves around this Kasha. This is really such a good Kasha. Tosus gives an answer, but it could be Ravashi. They didn't like that answer. So that's why he offered a different approach. He offered a different approach to the Mishnah. So what is Tosfos' answer? The Tosfos says the Mizuyah Mitochah of Shalom Lishma is different. The Mizuyah Mitochah of Shalom Lishma is different. It's a gzera of Ksiva Otu Chasim. That's Tosfos' answer. The Rashba is not so happy with the Tosfos. The Rashba offers two other answers to this kash. If you have a Kovitz, please look on with me. I want to read this Rashba with you. And I want to analyze what the Rashba really is saying. Right? Not just what he's saying, but what is he really saying? Well, what's going on between the lines? What's going on between the lines? What does the Rashba say? So, I didn't give you the whole thing. We jumped around a little bit because I didn't want to focus too much on the Gemara and on the few of you. We haven't seen the Gemara yet. Rav Shimon and Seamus from Falcon and all. So I took out all the rayas. Whenever he quotes the raya from Daf Yud, I left out that raya. So even though it looks like I'm picking and choosing between the different lines, I'm really giving you the whole Rashba that's here, right? The Rashba and Daf Dalet, but extraneous rayas I tried to leave out. So here's the kasha. Here's Tosis kasha. He gives Tosis teretz. The tirtzu betosis, the kevgol nechtam l'shma, chashin adum achosmo, aniyor cholok v'aragah kosvo olav esaget. The kasha, them kena peshar shtaras natzu chasim elishma lotzei sidei chasha shazum. V'nisha lahem ha'inim b'kushu. Actually, he gives the first part of Tosis. We're going to get back to this point. Tosis suggests that maybe chasim shelo lishma. The concern is that if we allow chasim shelo lishma, maybe they'll sign on to a blank piece of paper. Yeah, but that doesn't work even in shar shtaras. So then we should need chasim lishma in shar shtaras. They leave it b'tzarachim. Tosus didn't leave it b'tzarachim. Tosus gave an answer. Right? The Rashba says Tosus leaves it b'tzarachim. Okay. I guess his version of Tosas didn't have the answer. It just shows you how mechudeshdik Tosas' answer is. That the Rashba had a ksav yad from Tosas that wasn't even gorish the answer. That it's just a kasha and it's left for tzarachim. Interesting. What does the Rashba say? So he says, I'm going to answer this kasha. V'nira the mishum hachi karele mezuy mitochom mishum diladidei ksiva lishma boi. The chasimasan shal eidim mechlal ksiva saget. Let's take it slow. Rav Elazar holds that you need ksiva lishma. Rav Elazar holds eidim mesira karsi. So he interprets the kasav is going on ksiva. The ksiva has to be lishma. That's the devar posh. Oh, but the chasima doesn't have to be lishma. It's Rabbi Meir, right? Rav Elazar presumably holds chasima doesn't have to be lishma. But Dr. Ashbane, the chasimasan shal eidim mechlal ksiva sageti. It's not that Rabbi Elazar holds that you need chasim l'shma because the chasav is going on the chasav. Now at this stage he's not saying that. Rabbi Elazar holds you only need l'shma on ksiva. The chasav has to be l'shma, not the chasav. But the chasima also has a din of ksiva. It's a chelik of the ksiva. And that's why it needs l'shma. Why is it a chelik of the ksiva? So he says, the pa'amim she'en kanei de mesiva. The getzem is kain b'chosma, the kosher afle Rabbi Elazar. He says sometimes you don't have eidim mesira here. You don't have eidim mesira here, and the get is miskayim b'chosma v'kosher even aliba de Rabbi Elazar. The meimer amino kevin shemiskayim b'chosma v'lav mezuyefu. What's he saying? The eidim chasima are not working la shvuya shtara. What are they working for? One word. Not lakiyum, l'raya. Right? Sometimes we don't have Eidah Mesira here. But if we have Eidah Chasima, and we're Mekayim the Chasimos, right? I mean, that's what you meant, Lakiyam? Right? Lakiyam means that you can be Mekayim the Chasimos? Lakiyam always means Lakiyam Hadava. That's a different thing, right? L'raya, right? That if you have the Chasimos, and they're Mekuyam, so now we know that it's not Mezuyif. The Meimar Amina came in Shemizkayim the Chosmo, Vlav Mezuyifim. How is it kosher? What made this get kosher? The Eid Masira. Ubevadai kedin nim selebif neishnayim. Ukedin nasa lishma. Ubetolush ubeshar tikuni aget. If you have the Eid Chasima here, and it's Makuyim, right? So we assume that the get was nimsa properly in front of two people, and it was nasa lishma, and it was done betolush with all tikuni aget. What do we call that? What do we call that? Four words. Try again. Mistama, hakol, behechsher, nasa. Four words. That's what it means, right? The Eidah Chasim are not working l'shvuya shtara. The Eidah Chasim are working l'rayim. The Kevin the Eidah Chasim mashvu l'get kosher. Oh, he doesn't mean that. Kevin the Chasim mashvu l'get kosher. He doesn't mean it's ashvuya shtara. He means since the Eidah Chasim can be a raya. And that's what's going to maintain this get. Without that, you've got nothing. Bevade mechal ksiva saget hein. Chasima is bechal ksiva. Chasima is bechal ksiva because we need the Eidah Chasima as a raya that the get was done bekashus. How's it done bekashus? Because there were Eidah Mesira. It's not that the Eidah Chasima mash mishtar. He says beferish. The Eidah Chasima are going to work because then it's clear that it was done by Eidah Mesira. That he says, "V'hilka kevin chasim yalei, ilo chasumi lishma mezuyif mitocha karila." What does he say? That since we'll need the eidah chasim l'raya, pa'omim we're not going to have the eidah mesira, and you'll need the eidah chasim l'raya. So the eidah chasim are unnecessary in order to give this get legs to stand on. Not that it's really a shavuya shtar. It's not making the shtar. They're not making the shtar. They're just l'raya ba'alma. You need eidah mesira. You need mistama kol ba'avshanasa to say that the shtar really is kosher. But because the Eidah Chasima are giving life to the shtar, by giving it legs to stand on, giving it as a raya, giving raya to the shtar, so therefore mechlal ksiva sagetu. The Eidah Chasima are viewed as being part of the ksiva. Rabbi Elazar holds that you need ksiva lishma. So he says the Eidah Chasima are viewed as part of the ksiva, and that's why it has to be lishma. Not a gzeira of chasima atu ksiva, like Tosfos. Right? But maybe Tosfos didn't give that answer. Nisha B'Kushim, right? We don't even know if it's Nisha B'Tzarachin or they gave that answer. But the Rashba is not giving that answer. It's not a gzeira, the Rabbanan of Chasima to Ksiva. It's that he assumes the Chasima B'Chlal Ksiva Saget because you might need the chasima. Sometimes Eidim Mesira are not here. You need the chasima l'raya to say that it was done properly, that there were Eidim Mesira. So once you're going to need the Eidim chasima l'raya. So it's mechlal ksivas haget. And if it's mechlal ksivas haget, it's got to be done l'shma. And that's why if the chasima is shalol l'shma, it's going to be pasul. This is how the Rajba answers. That's the psul of Azul Bitocho of shalol l'shma. Is that a psul d'araisa or a psul d'rabban in the parts of the Rashba? What do you think? Who said d'araisa? D'araisa. Why do you say d'araisa?
Because
of the kosa. Kosa. D'araisa or d'rabban? D'araisa. Why? Kosa. Anyone else? Come on, Zach.
What?
Get excited. Mm. You can't disagree. Yes.
I mean, you have to say it's only part of the kasiva on the zero bottom level.
Why?
The
kosa.
Why would we want to use it on a direct level, but part of Ksiva? Okay, I hear you. But they did say it's Mechlal Ksiva Saget. You say Mechlal Ksiva Saget. They're right. Mechlal Ksiva Saget. It's only part of the Tikkun Olam that we're going to use the Eidim HaSimah if we need. But they say it's Mechlal Ksiva Saget. You're saying Midrabbanim is Mechlal Ksiva Saget. Yeah, but why can't you say they're right? A second ago I thought they were wrong, but now I'm saying they're right, right?
Isn't it clear that the Yozer and Rabbi Meir both hold that Ksiva only refers to one or the other? So it would be clear that Tikkun Olam is coming to add more. That's something else already. Well, if he really means Vikasa, okay, so you know what? Let's back up for a second. Some do think that the Rajba here means Daraisa. Who thought the Rajba means Daraisa? Chil. Who thought the Rajba means Daraisa? Say. Yeah. Chasam Sofer thought this Rashi was the right thing. Right? You're not completely wrong. I'm not sure you're right. You're not completely wrong. The Chasam Sofer thought that it was the right thing. Which Chasam Sofer? Oh, what Chasam Sofer? What, did you go through all the Chasam Sofer and get me? Chasam Sofer right here. Chasam Sofer that I asked you to see. Right? How does the Chasam Sofer? Where the? What's the context that the Chasam Sofer says that it's Daraisa? What's the Chasam Sofer trying to do? What's he trying to explain? With Shita, Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi and Sanhedrin says Mizuv itself was Psul Daraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer, why is it Psul Daraisa? Tell you why it's Psul Daraisa. Because you might need Eidah Chasim al-Araya, just like the Rashba. You might need Eidah Chasim al-Araya. So if you need the Eidah Chasim al-Araya, it's Bechlal, what? What's the word he uses? What's the word the Chasam Sofer uses to say that it's like a part of the Ksiva Daraisa? It's Bechlal, what? The Torah. Bechlal, the Torah, right? For those who will learn in the third parak, there are two parts to a get. There's the Torah. What's the other part to the get called? The Tofes, right? There's the form. And then the Torah is like the ikar of the get, right? That's the Shem Ha'ish, and the Shem Ha'isha, and Harehat L'teres L'chal Adam. And this is the ikar. This is the ikar of the get. The Tofes is like all the other, you know, all the other words that go into the get. Right? There's a lot more before you get to the Shem Ha'isha, Shem Ha'isha. Right? Says, you know, B'sheini B'Shabbos, you know, Shnas, so, you know, B'Shabbos. Shabbos is part of the Teufis, right? It says like this. Right? Blank B'Shabbos, so-and-so Yomim L'Chodesh blank, you know, whatever. So L'Chodesh is part of the Teufis, and B'Shabbos is part of the Teufis. It's part of the form. The form, like if you look at the Ksuba, you'll see the Ksuba is all written up. Then you have to add the names. If they add the names, you have to add the Torif. You have to add the Iker of the Shtar. It's not the Chasam Sofer. Not the Chasam Sofer. And Dav Dalit. A lot of Chasam Sofer, dude. He's Mamish Murray. He doesn't need my askam. Sofer is a gun. Unbelievable. When you think of how much he wrote on Shas, I mean, just, you know, if we could be Zohar just to write the Chasam Sofer Kiddushim on Gittin, forget about anything else. Mammoth accomplishment. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. Everyone has to fulfill their own potential. But you have to appreciate it. You have to appreciate it. Amazing. So Zokta Chasim Sofa. Tosfus Nidchaku Beferusha Melashitas Rif Eda Chasim Anami Karsi Moshagosav Aran. The Rashba Bechidushim Kosav Afilu Ilo Nema Keharif. Afilu Ilo Nema Keharif. Notice. He says this clearly. I'll prove it to you from the Rashba himself. The first pshat on the Rashba is not working with the Rif. There's no af eidem esira karsi. No, dafka eidem esira karsi. Rebbe Elazar requires eidem esira. It doesn't matter. Mikamakom kevan da al yedei, kevan da al yodam, kevan da al yodam, through the eidem chasima, neida shaget nasa behechshir, we know that it's done the kashrus. Havalei chasimosam min haksiva, min hatoref, uboi lishma, the chasima is part of the ksiva, it's part of the toref, and you need lishma. I left out the most important two words. What's the next two words? Minatora. The feirush, the chasim sofer assumes according to the first day in Rashba, it's minatora. Goloshim Rashi the Sanhedrin, right? Tzarachian, Mashakasa, Mazur, Vitov, how can Rashi say it's the Raisa? He says, no tektas, l'divei harashba nal, v'kevah l'tikmu chasima, havale b'chlal torah v'ashtar, v'kevah sh'atar v'nitla b'shum tzul, havale ashtar chaspa ba'alma. He says, Rashi and Sanhedrin, it's like Rashba. Rashba, who holds them, mezuvim yidoch, is a psul d'araisa, by chasima sh'ol l'shma. It's a psul d'araisa. Because since you need the chasima for raya, so therefore it's viewed as part of the Torah, it's part of the ksiva, so therefore, it's posul min ha-Torah. That's how the Chasam Sofer wants to explain based on this Rashba. It's very difficult. Because if you look at the second day in the Rashba, which we're not going to read right now, second day in the Rashba, he invokes the Rif, and he invokes the word V'kosav. He doesn't write the word V'kosav over here. If he meant to say that it's B'chlal Ksiva, he should have said it's B'chlal V'kosav. He doesn't say that over here. He says in the next answer... He says, "L'divrei Rav Alfasi shekasa b'le Rabbi Elazar edech hasim anami karsi, efshalom edeno kosher klal. The kevan shepa'amim karsi lishma boy, the chiksiv lishma avikosav koi ubein aksiva saget ba'atzmo bein aksiva sa'edim. The kosav is going on the ksiva sa'edim. Ksiva saget, the ksiva sa'edim. He invokes the word v'kosav. Here he doesn't say anything about the kosav." It doesn't sound like he's talking about the Raisa over here. It doesn't sound that he's talking the Raisa. It sounds like he's talking with the Rabbana. If you hold like the Rif, then he's willing to entertain the possibility that it might be the Raisa. We'll explain. You seem troubled by this. Right? If you hold like the Rif, if Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eide Mesir Karsi, then Eide Chasima could also be Karsi. So then I hear the Kosav could be going on the Chasima too. Could be going on the ksiva sa'edim, the chasima sa'edim. So now, if you have a chasima shalol l'shma, it's possible in a Torah. That I hear, psul d'araisa, there I hear. Right? If you hold eidah chasima karsi, right, so the eidah chasima is an ikar part of the get, so it could be a psul d'araisa if the chasima is possible, because the kosav could be going on the eidim too. That I can fathom. But it sounds like everything he said before, that's not because it's included within the kosav min ha-Torah. Kosav in HaTorah? No, he's saying that it's a psul d'rabbanan, that once Chazal was mesaken that you should have Eidei Chasima, so now it's going to be used l'raya. The Chasima is going to use l'raya. If it's going to be used l'raya, mid'rabbanan it has a status of ksiva. Mid'rabbanan it has a status of ksiva. So that's why it has to be l'shma. On a d'rabbanan level, it has a status of ksiva. Kor the Rashba in the first day is assuming that it's a psul d'rabbanan. Still have to understand why it should be possible, because you're going to use it l'raya, so that makes it that it has to be l'shma. It's not a shvuya shtara, so why should it have to be l'shma? It's a psul d'rabbanan, somehow it's worked into the ksiva. But Toshuk Shad is not like the Chasam Sofer. I mean, I love the Chasam Sofer, he's great, and far be it from me, but I'm not the first person to point this out. There are many who say that the first day in the Rashba sounds like it's more of a d'rabbanan, second day is that it's more d'rais. Okay, take a look at the Rashba. Take a look at the Rashba, both days in the Rashba. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about the Rashba. And then we'll pedal back to Tosfos to try to figure out why Tosfos argued with the Rashba and didn't want to give this answer of of the Rashba. The Rashba himself says that Tosis is Nisha B'Tzarachian. So Tosis is not Nisha B'Tzarachian. They give a different answer. Why don't they just say what the Rashba says? So there's a reason why Tosis didn't give what the Rashba says. So we'll do that. It's Hashem, then we'll move on to other halakim of the